Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bill Owens, ever since you've announced your retirement from Congress, do you ever get overwhelmed by responsibility? I mean, what happens if the guy that you put your hands on and said, okay, Aaron Wolf is the right guy to run, what happens if he loses? Are you going to take personal responsibility for that?
Well, you know, Alan, I certainly am fully supportive of what Aaron stands for. I think he's got the right ideas. And from my perspective, most importantly, I think he understands that he comes from a purple district, and that means he has to represent everyone in that district. My own reaction to the outcome, if he should lose, would be great disappointment. But more disappointment for my constituents than for me personally.
I see that the Republicans are sending great amounts of money into the district, or will be, and have in the primary season also, Karl Rove and others. Does this turn people off, or does it really just help the Republicans, you know, raise money which could be used to make the argument?
Well, clearly, I think that the negative advertising has an impact. And that's the kind of advertising that these special interests and outside groups do. They don't do positive messaging. So you're not hearing what's good about one candidate or another, or what their ideas are. It's all negative about one candidate or the other. So do I think it has impact? I do. I think it is very disturbing, the amount of outside money that comes into a district like ours. I've heard many of my Republican colleagues here in Congress who have been the recipients of this outside money talking about the idea that, you know, they initially were fully supportive of Citizens United and now question that support, because clearly this is a tool which can be used very negatively and is used almost exclusively in a negative way.
So there's a third-party candidate running in the district, and this one is a Green. And the question is, does that take away from Aaron Wolf's chances to replace you, the Democrat?
Well, as you may recall, the Green Party candidate Don Hassig got about a point and a half in 2012.
I see.
And I certainly would think that many of those votes would have come my way had that not been there. So I do think it's a potential negative. And, you know, anytime you have a third party candidate that isn't likely to win, that certainly can hurt one party or the other.
How did you feel when Ralph Nader did the same thing back in the day?
Well, to be perfectly frank with you, I think that I view those kinds of candidacies as attempts to make a point without thinking through the consequences.
Well, I debated the issue with Ralph Nader, and we had quite a contest of wills in which he said it won't matter. And I thought it would, and it could. I mean, you say a point and a half for the third party. Let's say a point and a half, and it's basically a draw.
That's right.
That could end the Democrats' chances in this
case.
That's
absolutely correct. And that's what I'm talking about, the idea of I want to make a point, and I don't care what the consequences are. That's how I interpret those third-party candidacy.
Well, to be fair, when you ran, there was a candidate on the conservative side.
Correct.
Sort of helped you out a little bit.
Absolutely. I would be the first to admit that. If the reverse were true, I would be very disturbed by that. And I think that the Republican candidates had a reason to be disturbed by that.
Okay, I love talking politics with you, Bill Owens, but now I want to talk some substance policy stuff. There's a recent deal on the Veterans Administration. I know you've been watching this very carefully, that you're very concerned about the way that veterans have been treated. Did this deal between the House and the Senate meet your satisfaction level?
It generally, I would have to say it does. I think the fact that We did make a deal, and as you know, Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont, is the chair of the committee. Certainly a person who I think everyone would construe as quite liberal, was able to reach a compromise with Mr. Miller. I think that's a very good sign both for the veterans and for the country that you could have two people from relatively opposite poles politically coming together to do something very worthwhile for veterans.
And what exactly did they do?
Well, they created a bill which is going to do a couple of things. One, creates more accountability in the Veterans Administration, very important. Two, it gives a substantial amount of money to hire new healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, et cetera. And three, which is particularly germane to our region, people who can't get an appointment for 30 days or more or live 40 miles or more from a VA healthcare facility can get care at a local institution. To me, this is something I've been talking about for several years. It was an idea brought to me by one of the hospitals in my region when I first came to Congress. So I think this is a very good step in the right direction. It clearly is better for veterans, and it's better for the local institutions. It helps to keep them viable. And if you think about a veteran who lives in Messina and has to travel either to Syracuse or Albany, and let's just say they have to be in the hospital for a week. That's a long trek, not just for the veteran, but for his or her family. And I think if that person could go to the hospital in Messina and spend the week there, I think that would have a great impact on their overall health care outcome.
So the politics of the situation were that both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, knew that they really had to get this right.
That's correct.
Because after all, levels of cooperation are at a historic low, and the fact that they did this has got to indicate they must have had a lot of pressure on them.
Well, I think the disclosures that have come out over the last couple of months about how the VA has operated have been, at the very least, dramatically disturbing. And people responded to that and said, we got to fix this. You know, these activities by the folks in the VA, very, very disturbing. At the same time, I think that one of the other recognitions here is that you must give the VA the resources it needs to get the job done. And that's really what we're doing, is providing additional resources to get the job done.
Funding for transportation, that's one that hasn't been resolved, and a lot of people are concerned about it.
And they should be. You know, we have roads, bridges that are in desperate need of repair. We know that, you know, the American Society of Civil Engineers has come out with numerous reports over the last few years saying that we have major infrastructure issues and they get more expensive each year. We need to do something about this and, again, come up with a rational compromise that gets dollars into the hands of states and local municipalities to get this work done.
So, probably. So, what's the? We only have a minute, Bill. But what's the compromise? In other words, who wants what?
Well, basically, you have a large segment of the Republican caucus saying no to additional spending. They don't want to raise taxes on the Highway Trust Fund. They don't want to otherwise fund it. One of the ideas that Lindsey Graham, Senator, indicated a couple of months ago was let's take this money that's overseas, bring it back, and tax it at 5%, and then take the tax proceeds and direct that it be used for infrastructure. You're talking about billions of dollars that could be immediately made available for infrastructure projects, and that does a couple of things. One, it improves the infrastructure, and two, it puts people to work doing that. So you would get a tremendous amount of benefit, both short and long term.
Bill Owens, love talking to you, and we're going to miss you when you're not being congressman anymore. I hope you'll make a guest appearance here and there. In the meantime, when we come back the next time, I'll really put you to the test and ask you about what's going on in Israel, okay?
All right, Alan.